Paytm Payments Bank says RBI curbs to be lifted in 3 to 5 months. CoinSwitch CEO says India must resolve regulatory uncertainty, protect investors and boost crypto. Bitcoin regains US$30,000 territory as Ether and most altcoins show strong upside over the weekend. Ransomware goodwill detected in India makes victims donate to fake causes, says CloudSec. WhatsApp to drop support for iPhone models running iOS 10 and iOS 11. Elon Musk SpaceX reportedly looking to raise US$1.7 billion in fresh funding. India's Paytm Payments Bank, which facilitates transactions on mobile commerce platform Paytm, expects the central bank to allow it to resume taking on new customers in the next few months, a top executive told Reuters. In March, the Reserve Bank of India ordered a comprehensive audit of the company's IT systems, citing material supervisory concerns without elaborating further and barring it from taking on new customers. The bank is working with the RBI to complete the IT audit and address the regulator's concerns. Madhur Deora, Group Chief Financial Officer, Paytm, told Reuters, "The process is underway and we think it should take 3 to 5 months from where we are right now." CoinSwitch CEO Ashish Singhal said India must establish rules on cryptocurrencies to resolve regulatory uncertainty, protect investors and boost its crypto sector. Although India's central bank has backed a ban on cryptocurrencies over risks to financial stability, a federal government move to tax income from them has been interpreted by the industry as a sign of acceptance by New Delhi. Singhal, a former Amazon engineer who co-founded CoinSwitch, told Reuters at the World Economic Forum in Davos, "Users don't know what will happen with their holdings. Is government going to ban or not ban? How is it going to be regulated?" After spending most of the weekend below the psychological important US$30,000, which is roughly rupees, a 23.5 lakh mark, Bitcoin managed to register a strong bullish divergence early Monday as ardent fans of the cryptocurrency celebrated May 22nd as Bitcoin Pizza Day. The price of the largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization has been on the up through the weekend, sitting right above the US$30,100 mark across global exchanges, while Indian exchange CoinSwitch Kuber values Bitcoin at US$31,645, which is roughly ₹24.5, up by 2.81% in the past 24 hours. Ether has also been on the rise through the weekend, followed by a positive start to early Monday. At the time of publishing, Ether is valued at US$2,129, which is roughly ₹1.65 lakh on CoinSwitch Kuber, while values on global exchanges see the crypto's value at US$2,027, which is roughly ₹1.5 lakh. According to digital risk monitoring firm CloudSec, a new ransomware has been detected in India that makes victims donate new clothes to homeless, feed kids in branded pizza outlets and provide financial help to anyone who needs urgent medical attention but cannot afford it. The company warned that the goodwill ransomware could also result in temporary and possibly permanent loss of company data and a possible shutdown of the company's operations and accompanied revenue loss. WhatsApp is dropping support for iOS 10 and iOS 11 and has silently made iOS 12 as the minimum software requirement for iPhone users. By leaving the older iOS versions behind, WhatsApp is finally discontinuing support for the models iPhone 5 and iPhone 5C, giving users a reason to upgrade to a newer iPhone. WhatsApp has started informing users on the iOS 10 and iOS 11 about the update. Dropping support for the older iOS versions essentially means that WhatsApp users would no longer be able to receive new updates as well as security fixes for the instant messaging app until they move to a new iOS version or a newer hardware running iOS 12 or a later version. Television channel CNBC reported aerospace firm SpaceX is looking to raise US$1.7 billion, which is roughly rupees 13,190 crore in fresh funding, a massive initiative as its controversial founder Elon Musk continues to make news. Citing a company-wide email, the network said it obtained, CNBC reported the space travel pioneer would be paying $70, which is roughly ₹5,430 a share, 25% above the $56, which is roughly ₹4,345 a share. The stock traded for in February after a stock split. That would value the 20-year-old firm, the first private company to send astronauts into orbit, among many other firsts, at $127 billion, which is roughly ₹9,85,650 crore.